Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to this Last Post Roundup, the final word on the week in this most final of worlds. Welcome to the show. I'm Alice Fraser, the Alice Fraser from this dimension. Yes, the one you're listening in right now. Nobody was more surprised than me on the 1st of January this year that there was an alternate universe version of me who'd been doing a very successful daily news satire podcast in a parallel universe. That's a fairly broad statement. I don't know how we'd quantify surprise. I'm sure there were plenty of people more surprised than me, but I was pretty surprised. Since a few weeks ago, we managed to establish a two-way communication with the Alice Fraser in that universe via the glitch in the space-time continuum that happened in our email back channels, and now we can communicate directly with the space-time continuum itself and with the Alice Fraser in that dimension. For now, I'll be doing a weekly roundup of the episodes now, instead of listening in to that world's Alice taking a step back from the harrowing glimpses into the 24-hour news cycle to peep into their weekend magazine. We here will be doing a weekly roundup of The Bugle Presents The Last Post as presented by Alice Fraser, and that roundup will be presented by me, this Alice Fraser. Despite some panicked and frankly stupid emails from the Last Post listenership, the podcast will continue to go out daily, just only in that dimension. It's here that we're cutting down in order to give the space-time glitch a day off. And if you think that's lazy, I would invite you to wish yourself good luck. Today's episode marks the 18th of July 2020 and features a selection of highlights from this week's news covered by The Last Post. Alison Spittle started us off this past week on episode 195, released on the 13th of July 2020, with the latest on holiday destinations and what options are available to you in this COVID-stricken world. A wonderful episode with some sterling work by the host, Alice Fraser.
Well, you know that it's very hard to physically travel because of reasons. So I've come up with holiday destinations for the mind, and I'm very, very excited. Our first location is your father's memories, okay? This is an all-inclusive 7-day stay in your father's memories, right? And I mean a good kind of all-inclusive as well. I mean, it's not just one restaurant. These are 8 buffets that you're being offered at this all-inclusive stay in your father's memories. You get a guided tour from your father's childhood hero, Sir Tony Hadley. Although he did, times are hard because he didn't write the songs, Alice. He didn't write the songs, so he can't live off the royalties. But he cannot be denied as a front man, as my dad says. So yeah, you'll be brought on a magical tour, a guided tour to the place where your dad was first tested as a man. When someone called him a girl in school and he didn't reply with violence. So those are the amazing memories that you could see from your father's memories. It's a great stay. Very fun. And also may help you understand your father a bit more.
Ah, that's what you always want.
I know, isn't it?
In the next episode, we are reminded of other toils facing the UK with episode 196, when we are joined by Celebtastic celebrity Andrew Zaltzman on the 14th of July 2020, who came to report that Brexit was still a thing and how that thing is being handled by the UK's government over there. a premium show with some sparkling satire from Alice Fraser.
The problem is that the government has run various simulations on how Brexit will pan out. And in these simulations, on 12 occasions, Brexit led to a war with Portugal. 7 of them turned nuclear. On 5 occasions, it led to an economic downturn so severe that the only surviving British industries were Woad and Henges, so it really threw us back in time. 4 times the simulation led to an economic upturn so steep that all schools were given a giant golden statue of Michael Gove, 50 metres high and made of solid gold. I mean, they could have put all the money into making class sizes smaller, giving better pay packages to teachers and better facilities for schools, but yeah, that's not what public education is about in this country. You need a massive golden Gove.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
3 times the simulation led to a monarcho-syndicalist revolution in which the Queen led a radical leftist putsch. Twice it led to a glorious new age of empire in which Britain controls the Isle of Wight, a colony of walruses off Baffin Island that the Canadians have got bored with, and somewhat surprisingly, the Vatican City. Henry VIII will be turning in his grave. He'd be trying to turn. He'd probably stuck, actually. But big lad by the time he carved it. On one occasion, the Brexit simulation led to a volcano erupting outside Birmingham. So I think it shows how difficult this is going to be. But I think this new choose-your-own Brexit scheme is really the only way.
And on the 15th of July 2020, we had episode 197, where intergalactic space lawyer Anubhav Pal, on a fleeting visit to planet Earth, came to report on the solar system's latest offerings in sports, a heartwarming show with some really vulnerable journalism by Alice Fraser.
Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, while I was, heading to Jupiter to renew my license, my bar license to practice, I came across a very interesting sport that is all the rage at various space stations in different countries. Basically, what's happening is, inspired by the Mask Rebellion, astronauts are trying to figure out, this is a new sport, how long they can stay in space without their spacesuit. It's been about a second and a half for most of them, but Russia's winning. I think the guy was alive for a full 2 seconds.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and of course the news is not reaching Earth because they're all dead. But again, this is what happens when you have internet in space. They get to watch all these WhatsApp videos and then they want to do their own thing.
Disgraced Home Secretary John Luke Roberts gave us the latest on fact-fiction crossover news on episode 198, which occurred on the 16th of July 2020. A spectacular episode with some really sharp commentary by Alice Fraser.
The big news, there was a... you know these various fact-checking websites that you get around, like, yes. Channel 4 does one over here. I know they look at the news and say, oh, that's true, and they say how true it is. They have a little kind of truometer which shows either very, very true or not very true at all. They started to extend that. So it has been in an arc, a semicircle. They've made it to a full circle now. So very, very true, unfortunately, does brush up right next to very, very untrue. Now, so if anything, they've ended up muddying the waters there. Top authors and top writers, artists, are getting quite annoyed by this. They want fiction back in their realm. They're sick of fiction being, you know, just creeping in to the real world too much. So they've launched a campaign that what they'll be doing now, much like science papers are peer-reviewed, fiction will be peer-reviewed. You won't be able to publish any fiction, a novel, a short story, a novella, without it first being peer-reviewed by other fiction writers. And if those fiction writers find anything in that book that could happen in the real world, that book will not be allowed to be published. So that's the big news. I think it's really going to shake things up. And we'll know in the next 3 or 4 years, once anyone's finished the novels they've started writing now, how it's turned out.
And to round up the end of the week, a huge discovery was reported by celebrity and disgraced game show host Andrew Zaltzman in episode 199, which came up on the 17th of July 2020, when he joined us for a second time this week. The news that a royal bloodline previously thought lost had been rediscovered, and that this bloodline dated back to Queen Victoria's ninth child and her son Lionel. But that's not where it stopped. Tune in for Andrew Zaltzman's insight on this shattering revelation and Alice Fraser's truly wonderful responses.
Anyway, now we skip forward a few generations, and a local researcher has found that Lionel actually has descendants, and his highest ranked descendant, according to royalty ranking points, which factor in all manner of things, Alice, as you know, such as whether you were born before or after other people, and whether you have more, fewer, or the same number of testicles as them. It turns out that Lionel's highest ranked royal descendant is none other than your last post co-host, John Luke Roberts, who is in fact by rights the Earl of Franchier, owner of 3,000 square miles of prime forest and a herd of purebred grambles. So interesting news. I don't know how John Luke has responded to this. Maybe you could ask him next time he's on the show.
Well, we will definitely have to have him back on the show because, as you know, he's been constantly drawn to the ruling party. You know, he's a disgraced Home Secretary, and yet he keeps coming back for more. So it will be fascinating to see how he absorbs his new role.
The Last Post.
Thank you for listening to this weekly roundup from The Last Post today. You can subscribe here to get all the latest news from this dimension at The Last Post, or go to the feed where you can hear the full dose of the episodes you heard the highlights of today. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, or sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser to get some insight into my very normal life. The executive producer of this show is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.